We went through the Gemara Mem Zayin on the base, most of the Gemara, thank you. Went through most of the Gemara Mem Zayin on the base, where the Gemara was commenting line by line on the Mishnah that one who ate Marcholos Asuris is either the way the Raibid and the Ramakla are not mitzdarf to a Zimun, because it's not called Ochlu Ka'achas. Kesher Rishay Menem and Amin is considered as if they ate on their own. What the Mishnah means, he simply don't say a bracha at all, like the Rambam and Tosfos. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara went line by line, Ochal Demai, Ochal Ma'aseh Mishishin Nitlu Chumas, and so on. The only line that was miyutah, that they couldn't come up with any interesting comment, was about Sham Shachot Kazai, Sham Shachot Pachem Kazai. So the Gemara just says, I did a ton of Reishah Kazai, ton of Sefer Pachas Kazai. But that's really redundant. That line is just miyutah. And it was put in stam for the that the Mishnah should be balanced. So there was one line in the Mishnah that the Gemara, we left that one comment on the Gemara. The Gemara said, Ochal Ma'aseh Sheni Behegdeh Shenivdu. So Pshita, you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim unless you're Poydeh. So if you're Poydeh, it's not good. The Gemara said, no, the Chiddush is he was Poydeh. He gave $100. And before he eats it, he's supposed to be Ma'aseh Chaymash. L'chatchila is supposed to be Ma'aseh Chaymash. And L'chatchila doesn't only mean the Vasachas at the time that you do the Pidyon. You already gave $100, supposed to give another $25. So even though the eating is really mevatel, once he eats it, so he's unable now. You can't be Ma'aseh Chaymish lemafreya if they already ate it, so it's goodbye. You can't be part of the Hegdish that's eaten already. So that makes it b'diyeved. So b'diyeved, the Chaymish is not miyakim. So let's say he was part of Ma'aseh Sheni or Hegdish, and he personally was Magdish. Part he gave Karen, he didn't give Chaymish, and then he goes ahead and eats it. So even though the eating is improper, because he mevatel the ability to give Chaymish, so nonetheless, b'diyeved, the chaimish is not miyakim, so it's good. So that's the line in the ratio. And then the sefer repeats the same thing. Ochal ma'aseh sheni v'hegdeh shaloi nivdu. It's not mitzdarf lizimun. So that's just a repeat of the same thing. Gemara says, no, the Gemara suggests a chiddush over here. Ma'aseh sheni v'hegdeh shaloi nivdu means it was nivdu v'loi nivdu kihil chosom. Pshita, loi nivdu togdachnish. That's a mem zayin on a base. About the fifth wide line, you have the narrow lines, the wide lines, and the very wide lines. So the fifth wide line. So the Gemara says, "Tzvicha shenivdu v'lanivdu kilchasam." Ma'aseh sheni, you have to be paid al kesef sheyesh olav tzura. So if you pay the anas simon, that's not acceptable. And hegdish, you have to be paid on davar hamitalta begufa mamon. You can't be paid a hegdish not on karka, not on avarim, and not on shtaris. So if you pay the latzvicha shechil agabi. Agabi karka. If you put it the hegdish agabi karka, but it is not chal. So that's what the Mishnah means. If nivdu v'lo nivdu kilchos. So it's a little difficult. What do you mean? Nivdu v'lo nivdu kilchos means you weren't paid. So the pidyon wasn't chal. So you ate it chutz Yerushalayim. You ate the ma'aseh sheni chutz Yerushalayim. Or you ate the hegdish. You were moiled the hegdish literally without being paid. So what's what do you mean? Nivdu v'lo nivdu kilchos. So the Ragachava has a, did you mention it last week? I think we left it out. So the Ragachava has a chiddush that's very, you can do zach. You can do zach with a lot of things the Ragachava says. It's a super genius. So the Ragachava has a suggestion over here. He says when you pay the, let's say Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, and Hegdish is the Hegdish. Hegdish belongs to Hegdish. So someone is paid the Ma'aseh Sheni al Gabi Asimon, which is not acceptable. Or someone is paid the Hegdish. Well, let's say you can only be paid the Ma'aseh Sheni al Kesef. Kesef means cash recognized by the government. The Shach and Choshe Mishpat writes that you look in the Ramah and Choshe Mishpat, he quotes different opinion. How far does the din of the Machus Adina go? Where does it apply? Where does it not apply? Different opinions. So he says, but there's one area that for sure is determined by Din and Machusa. What's called Kesef and what's called Shavu Kesef, that's determined by Din and Machusa. Cash means that it's recognized by the government as legal tender. If it's not recognized by the government as legal tender, it's called Shavu Kesef. So let's say someone was in Eretz Yisrael and he had his Pruta Chamura that he was paid to his Ma'aseh Sheni on. He comes to America and he still has his Pruta from Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni in America. That doesn't help. In America, the Israeli coin is Shavu Kesef. Israeli coin is not called Kesef in America. Question is the reverse. Maybe American coins in Eretz Yisrael are considered kesef. That's the question. It's not recognized by the government as legal tender, but it's recognized by the Hamoinam. You go to all the stores, I think it's against the law. So those stores who follow the law, those firma stores who follow the law, so they won't accept your American coin. And those stores who don't follow the law, all the people will accept American coins. So that's a question to reverse. But if you have Israeli cash in America, that's not legal tender. Neither is it legal tender recognized by the government, nor is it accepted by the Hamayinam. So Israeli money in America has the status of Shoei Kesef. It doesn't have the status of Kesef. So you can only be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni on Kesef Sheyesh Olav Tzura. Fine. So let's say someone wants, has Ma'aseh Sheni in America and wants to be paid it, and he has a stack of Svarim. He has these five Gemaras, and he has a... How much is this worth? $30. Second hand. $10. $15. Sold. Okay, $15. The five Svarim itself is $15. He has $15 worth of Ma'aseh Sheni, and he's not the former. Let's say it's not his Ma'aseh Sheni, so it doesn't have to be Ma'aseh Sheni. Oh, doesn't matter. Now it's his Ma'aseh Sheni. Okay. He was the one who was mafresh it. So let's say he has to be paid the Keren HaChemesh. So he gives his stack of Gemaras and he wants to be paid. So the din is that nothing took effect. No? Absolutely wasn't chal. Because it's worse than Asimon. Shava Kesef is no good. So the Ragat Shava has a wild idea. He says, no. A Kinyan Kesef is here. So it's no longer Maman Gavoya. I bought up the Ma'aseh Sheni, but it still has Kedusha's Ma'aseh Sheni. So you still have to do a Pidyon Al Gabi Kesef Sheyesh Olav Tzura to remove the Kedusha's Ma'aseh Sheni. But if let's say another person will now come along and he'll tell me that the pidyon didn't take effect because this is not called Kesef, this is Shava Kesef. So the second person will give Kesef Sheyesh Olav Tzura. So that will accomplish to remove the Kedusha's Ma'aseh Sheni. So now it's Mutar B'Achila Chutz L'Yerushalayim, but who does it belong to? So he says the first one that did the pinion on the Shava Kesef is now the owner of the Ma'aseh Sheni. Or the Hegdush. If you pay the Hegdush, I'll gabi karka. So nothing takes effect, and he says, not true. The pinion removing of the Kedusha doesn't take effect, but the Kinyan Kesef does take effect. So he says, if one person will pay the Hegdush al Gabi Karka, and the Gizbul will say, sorry, that's not good enough, then the second person will be pay the al Gabi Shava Kesef, al Gabi Metaltalim, Dava Metaltalim, Gufa Mamin, so the second one will have accomplished to remove the Kedusha, and the first one is the owner of the Hegdush. The first one bought up the Hegdush. There's a Kinyan Kesef that's involved. And then there's the Hafkoas HaKedusha. So he says that's what it means. Shenivdu v'lo nivdu kilchosim. The first pinion was chal vis-a-vis the dini mamis. It makes a kinya kesef, but it was nivdu kilchosim. So the kedusha is still there. So that's what the Mishnah tells me. Achidish. By sheni behegdusha lo nivdu pshita lo nivdu. The Gemara says not. Even though it was nivdu lachatzayim, half of the pinion took effect. But since the yisur is still present. So that's why it's not mitzdarif lizim. This is very questionable whether that chiddush is acceptable by Allah. Is that true? That the first one who gave the Shavei Kesef owns the Ma'aseh Sheni? The Pashtus, I thought usually, is that it's absolutely not true. That the one who does the pidyon means kinyan kesef. Pidyon. The Gemara says, when you mekadosh an isha, the first parak in kedushin, the first sugya, the Gemara says, how do you know that such a thing? How do you know there's an institution of kedusha kesef? So the Gemara says, well, it says you learn from here, you learn from Avraham Avinu that he bought the Moras HaMachpelah. So the Gemara says, well, learn from here, learn from there. The Gemara says, well, it turns out that kesef, just like kesef is kind of ma'aseh sheni, and kesef is kind of hegdish, malah kesef shekein parim behegdish is ma'aseh sheni. So it's good for kedusha isha as well. The Gemara seems to say that it's mamish pinyan hegdish pin ma'aseh sheni means kinyan kesef. It's identical to kesef. Not that you're splitting hairs. You're saying there are two parts to pinyon. One is the kinyon, and the other aspect is the hafkoas hakedusha. You can have one without the other. Pashtus thing, Mars, you can't have one without the other. The pinyon is the kinyon kesef. The Pashtus is like that. I don't think this anyway. But I see what was bothering the Ragat Shavah. What is the pshita? The Mishnah says loy nivdu. The Gemara says loy tzvicha nivdu v'loy nivdu kochasim. Loy nivdu kochasim is not vayta loy nivdu. So what did you accomplish? So he says no. Half of the pinyon was chal, the other half wasn't chal. That's the question. Is that correct? Nunu, sashayla. Okay, so we have the din only applies by shlosh shoch lukachas. If they ate together with the tziruf, was haste eating together with the tziruf, So we had the Gemara on the previous Perek. Gemara says either they had Hesebe, or they said Nezel Menechel Beduch the Plan, then you don't even need Hesebe. That was the bottom of them based on the base. Fine, that's Ochlukachas. Ochlukachas. Then Taisus refers you to a Gemara in Erechin. They say on Dabdala, the Taisus on the Mishnah, Mem Hemet Aleph, the first line in the Taisus, Ochal Tevel. Oma Berech and Abdal Hakol Mitztafen Lizim Kohanim Leviim VeYisraelim. You can be Mitzarif and Zimut together. One would have thought only Kohanim with Kohanim, or Leviim with Leviim. But we have a caste system, and if people from a different Shevet are eating together, that it's not the Ochlu Kachas or Kamash Malon. That even all kinds of Jews, Hasidim, Misnagdim, and Sfardim, and Ashkenazim, they all eat together themselves. The Jews are Jews. What's the Chiddush? Just because he's a Kohen, he's a Levi, he said there shouldn't be Mitzvah. The Gemara says no. Means the Kohen is eating Truma bread. And he saw can eat the Truma bread. So true, the din is that you Mitzvah, Lizim, and Afal Pishkalach, Abechad, Oichal Mikikah Shalatzma, even though each one is eating his own sandwich. You don't have to have ochlu kachas that they're eating from the same tray in the middle. Even though each one has his own food, it's been star from losing. But I would have thought that's not called ochlu kachas. If you're eating truma and I'm not a kohen and I'm not allowed to eat your truma, I would have thought that that's not ochlu kachas. Kamash malon, the Gemara says, so what's the kamash malon, the brisa that they are mitzvah? Even though the Israel can't eat with the kohen, and since the kohen can eat with the soul is eating chulin, so that's acceptable. So the Taisus quotes the Rashbam. All the Mishnayim say that's the Rashbam. What happens if the Kohen is eating Truma and Yisrael is eating Pasakum and the Kohen is Nizah not to eat Pasakum? Let's say Halacha Lamaisa, Pas Palter. If a Palter bakes the bread. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, we make a on that. Pasakum is only us if the next door neighbor breaks it. So they prohibited mid the Rabbanon, they prohibited eating paspalta because it may lead to intermarriage. What happens if it's a baker bakes for the whole community? So why, I'm going to fall in love with his daughter. It's not my goy. Well, a goy should bake. It's not my goy. Won't marry his daughter. Why should the Jew marry the daughter of the non-Jew? So by bishul akum, even though he's cooking for the whole community, so we're still concerned. We still ask her bishul akum. But if it's pas, since alalech miyachi ha'adam, so a mekel, if it's pas palta, so there's less of a concern of intermarriage, so we say it's mutter. So there's a machlekes who shall off, the svardim and Ashkenazim. So the svardim mechaber paskin is pas palta is only mutter when pas itself is not available. If pas itself is available, so the svardim will not eat the pas palta. And the Ramah says the Ashkenazim are mekel to eat pas palta, even though pas itself is available. The Shach recommends that Shach was not a svardi at all. And Shachman place was Adani Yavi Heichof Mem. So I remember one of the boys was reading the Shach in class. So he read quickly, Adani Yavi HaKesef Mishnah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what? The Shach was the son of the Kesef Mishnah? What are you talking about? Kesef Mishnah was Asfardi. He lived in Esau. The Shach was an Ashkenazi. He lived in Vilna. Well, how can it be? They couldn't figure out what the Rosh Davis. Rosh Davis was within a year after the father dies. If you say Yavi Dvarta, you have to say Adoni Yavi Hareni Kaporis Mishkova. I accept upon myself whatever Oynish they want to give to the father. So the son out of Kivarab is supposed to accept that Oynish. So that his father just died. So he writes Adoni Yavi Hareni Kaporis Mishkova. But his father wasn't the case of Mishnah yet. So the Shach writes, even though we are Ashkenazim, we're not Svardim, he thinks more correct is we should follow the Mechaber. We should only eat Paspalter if Pasel is not available. So there are Ashkenazim who follow the Shach, who are machma like the Svardim. And most of them, many Ashkenazim are not. I think both Ashkenazim are not machma. They eat paspalti, even though pas Yisrael is available. It's easily available. We eat it. So the Rashbam has such a case. The Kohen is eating truma bread, which the Yisrael cannot eat. And the Yisrael is eating paspalter, and the Kohen is the Shach. The Shach is the Kohen. He's not eating the paspalter. Because pas Yisrael is available, so he follows the mechaber. You're not allowed to eat the pas palta. So neither can A eat from B, nor can B eat from A. So the Rashbam says, you see from the Gemara and Erchin that that's not a good mezumen. The mezumen is only, even though the Yisrael can eat the truma of the kohen, but the kohen can eat the chulin of the Yisrael. So it's a mizuman. It's called achlu kachas. It's called eating together. Even though kalecha becha echal mitpas shalom, mitkikroi. But theoretically, it's called achlu kachas. Theoretically, they could have nibbled from each other. Or one of them is eating fleshiks, and one of them is eating milchiks. So what's the din? So the Rashbam. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have forks and knives. So whoever would be eating fleshiks, eating the fleshiks and the milchiks with his fingers. Shaila, whether this din will apply this man, as I say, when he cuts the bread, so the bread is going to be all full of grease from the fleshiks, and the other bread is going to be all full of the grease from the milchiks. So you're not allowed to eat the leftover bread from a milchik meal and a fleshik meal. You're not allowed to eat the leftover bread from a fleshik meal and a milchik meal. Shaila, whether this din still applies bisman azeh, that the minigolim is everybody, you cut with a knife and eat with a fork and a spoon and everything. It's a recent chiddush, the last couple hundred years ago, all. No one ate with a fork and a knife and a spoon. Everybody ate with their fingers. And so today, the bread is usually not full of grease. It's a question whether they didn't still apply. So let's say in the days of the Rishonim, in the days of the Gemara, before they had forks and knives and spoons and so on. That's where everybody ate. So the one who's eating fleishiks has to wait 6 hours before he eats milchiks. So he's not allowed to eat that bread. He's not allowed to eat the milchik bread. The one who had milchiks, he can wash out his mouth and he's allowed to eat fleishiks. He doesn't have to wait 6 hours after the milchiks. So that's what the Rashbam says. If one is eating fleshik, one is eating milchiks, so even though he can't eat his bread, but he can wash out his mouth, wash his hands, he can eat the other one's bread. But what happens if he's eating fleshiks and he's eating cheese? So the minig is that if you eat hot cheese, then you have to wait 6 hours. So the one who ate cheese is not allowed to eat the leftover bread from the one who ate fleshik. The one who ate fleshik is not allowed to eat the leftover bread from the one who ate milchiks. Because one who had cheese is not allowed to have flesh within 6 hours. If you have hard cheese, we have, it's rare by us that you have hard cheese. Gvino kosher, the Shach says, means that it was aging 6 months. Some of the Rabbanim write in their Svarim, if the cheese was manufactured 6 months ago and it sits on the shelf for 6 months, then it's considered 6 months old. It's a little bit of a joke. The Pashtus is that Shach says it means it aged 6 months. The process took 6 months to make it into cheese. Not that it's sitting in the refrigerator for 6 months. It doesn't continue to age. It doesn't become stronger cheese because it's sitting in the refrigerator. It's already, the process stopped already. So there are a couple of hard cheeses in America. The real hard cheese is what they call American cheese. In the industry, they don't even consider that cheese. What we call American cheese, hard cheese. Migdal ha'olam, you know that. So in the industry, they don't even consider that cheese. That's something else. I don't know why not. Cheese is the real hot cheese, the real McCoy. So that's what the Rishonim have in Shulchan Aruch, they quote. If he's eating cheese, he can't eat fleishiks, he can't eat the leftover bread from the other one. He's eating fleishiks, he has to wait 6 hours till he eats milchiks, he can't eat the leftover bread from the other one. So this bread is full of milk, from the fingers of the milk. So neither can I eat with him, he can't eat with me. So then there's no zima. Well, Tosis gives the example. One is muda hanor from the other two. One took a net, he's not going to eat from the other two. He's not going to get hanor from the other. But the other two never took such a crazy net and not to eat from the third guy. So even though I can't eat with them, but they're normal, they can eat from mine, so that's called achlu kachas. But if each one is amishugana, each one took a net and muda hanor, each one took a net and not to get hanor from the other two. So nobody can eat from anybody, so that's not called achlu kachas. That's what the Rashbam, the Rishonim quoted, this tastes is a combination. So you look in the Mordechai, the Rosh, and so on. So they say, the first thing was the Rashbam. He got it from the Gemara in Erechin like that. As long as one can eat with the other one, even though the other one can't eat with him. But if neither can eat from either, all mudu hanor from each other, even though theoretically Tosis concludes, afal pi shechanam lishol al nidrom, you can make a hataras nidorim theoretically. If I ate fleishes, I got to wait 6 hours to have milchiks. If I ate cheese, I got to wait 6 hours to have fleishes. So there's no way to undo that. So that's not called achlu kachas. But if each one is muda hanor from the other two, so theoretically there is a way to undo it. It could be mata neder. Not 1, 2, 3. If you have a pesach or a harata, you can be mata neder. So Tosis holds the theoretical possibility of being mata hanor. Tosis doesn't hold from that. So basically, the pilpul is maybe it is correct. Tosis holds not so.
Would this apply also to other minhagim like past power? You know, it's only minhag. So, I mean, at least for Ashkenazim, let's say someone's not going to the shah, so you could also be mata minhag. 6 hours
off. Okay. It can be mater and minik to you. Okay. You mean the Shach only writes it as a midas chasidus? The Sfardim really hold that's the din. Where then when pasisola is available, you're not allowed to eat pas palta, period. They hold that's the din. I mean, the Shach only recommends it as a chumrah. Mikaridin, he really agrees with the Ramah that it's muta, pas palta is muta, but he recommends them again. So that's what Taisa says, the theoretical possibility of being mataneta, that they discount. Hashtami alo yichilu. That's how Taisa Yeah, by my, the Pashto says the Gemara didn't mean to say he boy mafkin and nichse. Literally, the Gemara said if he wanted to, he could have been mafkin and achasim, would have been another. So theoretically, there was a way to make it mutter, even though lemaisa when he ate it there was aser, but theoretically he could have made it mutter. The Pashto says, like Rashi commented on that Gemara, that the fact that if he would have been mafkin, would have been mutter, because the whenever goes in dmai for aniyim, so that's an indication that the iser of dmai is only b'toras chumer, not b'toras ikra din. That's the Pashtus. I think what I just meant to say, that's only a chumra. Yeah. It's only a chumra, so maybe you should say the same by the paspalta. If someone is observant of paspalta, but only as a chumra, Mikradin, he knows that paspalta is muta. But he's only machmir as a midas chasidus, and maybe that's, maybe since it's only a chumra, maybe it could be. Anyway, this is the Rashbam, and then this was canonized by the Maharam Eritmer. Shulchan Aruch, they quote this whole story. This was all worked out by the Rashbam, and after him, some more details by the Maharam Eritmer was quoted in the Shulchan Aruch.
Where is this Rashbam?
Tosis quotes it.
Where?
Here, Tosis here quotes part of it, and the Tosis in Erchim quotes the other part, the Mordechai and the Rosh. They all quote that my Rashbam made the whole comment on based on the Gemara in Erchim and Abdalit. Even though the Yisrael is not allowed to eat with the Kohen, but since the Kohen could eat with the Yisrael. And then in Shulchan Aruch, they have a further meaning, that if one is eating Milchiks, one is eating Fleishiks, even though the one is eating Fleishiks, not allowed to eat the Shiri Pas from the one who ate Milchiks, because he has to wait 6 hours. But the one who's eating Milchiks could theoretically wash his hands and wash his mouth out, and he can eat Fleishiks right away. So you don't have to wait 6 hours. So therefore, you can bench Mezumin. So they have a minig, this is already not a din, there's a minig, that the one who had the Milchiks should bench Mezumin. The one who had the fleishiks cannot eat from the other one. So from the perspective of the one who ate fleishiks, you really don't have achlu kachas. But from the perspective of the one who had milchiks, it's called achlu kachas. So the one who had the milchiks, he can bench mezuzah. That's already a minig from the later, I think, Hagos Menhogim or something, they quote. That's already from the Achrayim. That's not from the Bali Atosis. That's the minig. That the one who had the milchiks should bench the mezuzah. Okay. What did they eat? They're eating ice cream in an ice cream parlor. What are they eating that they're benching mezuzah? So he said, no, they're eating bread. The Gemara says, Emes Amnim Ala Peres. Where do we have Emes Amnim Ala Peres? Tosis quoted it earlier, the previous parak, Tzad Gemara and Chulin. Emes Amnim Ala Peres. Tosis asked the Kasha, who is it? Bar Kapora gave permission to one of the Talmidim. Gave one of them permission he should bench the bracha achrayna. So Tosis quoted the din for the Gemara Chula name is Amnim Ala Peres. You can only bench mezuman if you had pas. That's the pashtus. So here the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yoav, who quotes the Rav Sadia, Rav Haigoin, I think. I looked in the Rav Yoav. So on the bottom of the page, they have Heoris from the one who published it. He says that this Rav Haigoin is not quoted in any other sources. Just the Rav Yoav quotes it, and the Mordechai quotes it on our Mishnah b'shem Rav Yoav. He says, Eim is Amnim ala peres goes on apples and oranges. But if you add from the Shivas Aminim, those peres, you have to say a bracha achrayna, Eim shalosh. So that's, then there would be mezuman. Then there would be mezuman. I imagine he probably thinks that it's deraisa. I don't know, or he holds me even if me'en sholosh is not deraisa, but since it's a kitzer of the birchas hamazon, so just like there's mezuman by birchas hamazon, so there's mezuman by that also. And let's say three people had Wheaties together or Cheerios together, and they're going to say alamichi at the end, so you can have a mezuman on alamichi also. Unheard of in Shulchan Aruch, this is not accepted. He says this. The one who wrote the footnotes on the one who wrote the comments on the bottom of the Rav Yoav writes that this he doesn't find in the Gaonic literature that anybody quotes this Rav Haigoin. Only the Rav Yoav quotes. He doesn't know where he got it from. Anyway, it's an interesting idea. What did they eat kachas? What did they eat? So we assume they ate bread. So he says, no, they ate any one of the shivas haminim that you have to say the bracha achrayna mayen shalosh. So whatever he's saying, either bichas hamazim mayen shalosh, then it's a dinah mezuman. Wow. That's not the accepted opinion. Okay, so then the Gemara had a shayla, shlosh shachal kachas, three people ate together, chayovim lezam. What if two people ate together? Obviously, clearly, you can't say chayovim lezam. Otherwise, the Mishnah would have been perek shnaim shachal. Wouldn't be perek shlosh shachal. So, shnaim shachal kachas in ochiv lezam. The Gemara says they're reshus. Is it optional? So, it's a machlekes rabbi rab Yechanan. They're fighting back and forth. The final maskan is no. Final maskan is there's a brisa that says shnaim shachal kachas mitzvah lecholik, and that's the maskan. So, Tosis, Dibra Maschem Rotzel Lezamenim, Lezamenim, Anamid Aleph. Tosis quotes a Rashi. The Rashi is Anamid Beis. Tosis quotes, the Rashi is Anamid Beis. When the Gemara gets to the conclusion, Mitzvah Lecholek, around 20 lines into the Rashi, Mitzvah Lecholek, it says on the side in the margin, Sukkah Lamed Ches, Ayin Sham Heitev. So, two lines before below that, it says, Mitzvah Lecholek, Levar Kalechet Bifnei Atzma, Bein Birchas Hamoitzi, Bein Birchas Hamozen. Rashi says it goes on both, on Hamaitzi before eating the food, and Birchas Hamazon after. And this corresponds to what Tosis wrote previously on the Mishnah, Hesebu Echem Mevarach Lekulam, the Tosis on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Hesebu, then the Tosis on the bottom of, where was it? Mem Beis Amud Beis, Asara Ben Yodam, Tosis repeats it again, that we said it already many times, it's coming out of everybody's ears already, heard it already so many times, that the Yerushalmi quoted by the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah says when it comes to the three dinim where you don't allow Shema'a Kainan. So one is Kriyashma, and one is Tfilah, Shema Nesri. And the third case is with respect to eating. If you're eating yourself, you got to say the bracha yourself. Those both on the bracha before and on the bracha after. You can't rely on Shema'a Kainan. Mid the Rabbanon, the Vilna Gaon, the Mishnah Berurah quoted, the Vilna Gaon, the Bi'ur HaGra, it's mid the Rabbanon. And I thought you say Shema'a Kainan on everything. But the Rabbanim, we don't allow Shema'a Kainan. Unless you have a Chabura altogether, so it's not that we allow Shema'a Kainan. We only allow Shema'a Kainan when it's a Sofer or Bur. So the Gemara says, you have no Breira. But Medvam Shishneim Sofrim. That's a Mem Heyamid base. The Gemara says, Shnam Shochel Kachas Mitzvah Lecholik. There's no Mezuman. You have to have Davke Shlosha, and it's not even a Rishus. But Medvam Burim Kishneim Sofrim, if they both know how to recite the benching. One if Echad Sofer, Echad Bur. You have no choice at the Seifim Baruch Abur Yotze Bibrachos. Then we allow Shema Koyim. So the Mishnah Berurah quoted when they be Ragot, but if you don't allow Shema Koyim, what does it help? So he said, no, Minat Torah you do allow. It's only a Din Midi Rabbanon you don't allow. So Shas Atchak, we go back to the Din Derais. That's what we pointed out. Shas Atchak, you usually say Shas Atchak, Kid Yevet Domi. We allow the Chatchid B'Shas Atchak, but usually it's only allowed by the Yevet. So how can there be a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch if neither is a Boor? Both are Sofrim. And one said the benching, and the other one wants, that it says Amen. He wants to be Yotze v'Shemei HaKoyinah. So the Mechaber has 2 days, whether you say B'diyevet, Shemei HaKoyinah. How far did the Chachamim go with the Din D'Rabbanan that you don't allow Shemei HaKoyinah? Did they only say it L'chadchila, did they even say B'diyevet? So according to that opinion, that even B'diyevet, you don't say Shemei HaKoyinah, how can you be Mekel B'Shas HaTchak? Shas HaTchak, B'Yalah L'chadchila, but usually it's only allowed B'diyevet. But if even B'diyevet, you don't allow, how can it be good B'Shas HaTchak? So it's a strange thing. You have every 300 pages in Shulchan Aruch, you have a case where B'diyevin it's no good, a Din D'Rabbanan, that even B'diyevin it's no good, and B'Shas HaTchak we allow it L'chatchil. You have rare cases like that. That B'Shas HaTchak is even a better heter than B'diyevin. B'diyevin there were Ma'achmer, if it would be Shaloi B'Shas HaTchak, but if it's B'Shas HaTchak, we even allow it L'chatchil. Okay. So Nachamal. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that what? Shnaim Shachlu. Mitzvah lecholik. What does it mean? We really don't allow midirabbanan. We don't allow shemei koinim, neither by hamoitzi nor by bichas hamozim. But if you have people eating together, then it's a different word. It's not based on shemei koinim. The whole chabura offers one bichas hamozim. The whole chabura offers one hamoitzi, and the others are yotze not based on shemei koinim. The others are yotze because they're part of that chabura, and the chabura offered a hamoitzi, and the chabura offered a bichas hamozim. That's what we said. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos on Mem Heyamid Beis, whether you say Shema'a Koine, someone says Kiddush, the husband says Kiddush, and the wife listens and she doesn't understand all the words. She knows what Kiddush is all about. talking about the Rabbanu Shalom gave the Shabbos, and it's a holy day, a special day, everything is different. So she knows what the idea is, but she doesn't really know the translation of the words. So do you say Shamea Ka'ina? She hears, she Shamea, but she's Lo Mevina. Does the word Shamea mean Shamea, to hear with your ears, with the Chush Hashmiya, and to understand? No, Shamea just means you hear. So Rashi understands that you say Shamea Ka'ina even though you don't understand, and Tosafot disagrees. Shamea Ka'ina is only if you do understand. We'll have to read the Tosafot inside. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Brichas Avraham. That was an early Achron Ayekish Gadol who wrote a Sefer, the Shach and Yeridei, a Simon Yotes, quotes from the Brichas Avraham. The Shach lived in the 1660s. He had to run away from Chemalnitsky and Vilna. So obviously the Brichas Avraham was written before the 1660s. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Brichas Avraham that if you're benching Mizuman, and one of the people doesn't understand Hebrew, L'chol HaDeis Yoytze with the benching, even though he doesn't understand. High Taisa says, you don't say Shemei Kaina if the person doesn't understand. That Shemei Kaina, benching Mizuman has nothing to do with Shemei Kaina. So he's saying this Vart. It is not that, we don't allow Shemei Kaina. Not by one, and not by two, and not by three. You don't say Shemei Kaina by benching. You don't say Shemei Kaina by Amoitzi. The Vart is, if the Hesebu, either, the Gemara said before, either Hesebu, or they said, Neisam Anechel Beduch Teplan. That was the Gemara that we had when Kinoch Napshe Derav at the funeral. So either if you have Hesebu, or if they made up in advance, Neisam Anechel Beduch Teplan, that's Mitzar of everybody together. It's called Ka'achas. So if they're eating Ka'achas, then they can offer one Hamoitzi for the whole group, and then they can offer Bench and Mizuman for the whole group. What if the group consists of two? So that's the Gemara Shaila. Is that called a group? Is that called? So we have two kinds of mezuman. You bench basar and you bench b'shloshim. So bench basar, you have to have 10 people. So so you have two, you don't have elokeinu. If you bench b'shloshim, what is that based on? That's not called bichas hamozim b'tzibur. Three people is not a tzibur. That's called bichas hamozim b'rabim. So we discuss rishus harabim. So if you have three people, that's called a rabim. What if you have two people? Is it a shtikl rabim or it's not called a rabim at all? So that was the Shiloh. So the Yerushalmi said it depends on the machlokes whether Shnayim Shadon or the name Din. So we discussed, does it have a mikzah shame of Rabbi Manah? So what's the maskana? No. Maskana of Bavli is no. Shayim Shachlo, Abraisa, mitzvah lecholik, you don't allow. So Rashi says, it goes both on Hamoitzi and on Birchas HaMazen. It's not called a Habura. So we don't allow Shemei Kaina. Not on Hamoitzi, not on Birchas HaMazen. The only time we allow it is, it's not really, we allow Shemei Kaina. The whole Chabura offers one Hamoitzi, the whole Chabura offers one Birchas HaMazen. So the Chabura has, in order to be called a Chabura, you need Shloisha, minimum of Shloisha, two doesn't count. And it has to be either Hesebu, or you have to have Nesen Menechel Beduch Teplan, or Bismanazay Yeshivi the Danke, Hesebu the two. Fine, you have to have something to make it a Tziruf, and then you're able to offer one Hamoitzi for the whole Chabura, and one Birchas HaMazen for the whole Chabura. So that's what Rashi says, Mitzvah Licholik Nachama, Olalavach Alech, Vyech Bifnei Atzmo, Bein Birchas HaMoitzi, Bein Birchas HaMoitzi. So Taisa says, but we don't do that. A husband and a wife, they don't have anybody else at the table. Two people, friends, one says HaMoitzi and the other one is Yaitze. So Rashi says, not so. So Taisa says, we don't hold like Rashi. But Rashi is Bechrai. You see, all the Gemaras is like Taisa's. The Gemara is putting together, benching Mizuman after the meal and saying HaMoitzi before the meal. It's all based on the same Yerushalmi. Or based on the same thing, you don't allow Shemea Kaina, not on the bracha before, not on the bracha after. If you're eating yourself, you got to say the bracha yourself before and after. The only time it's an exception to the rules, if you have a chabura, so the whole chabura off is one amoitzi, whole chabura off is one birchas amoitzi. So if two people, it's not called a chamura. So hayitochen, Rashi is not right. Hayitochen, how come one can say amoitzi for the other one? We don't follow Rashi. So Tosis gives us to kvetch it. Allah HaMaisa, we don't follow Rashi, we follow Tosis. The Tosis kvetches two truths. So the second Tosis, the second answer they give, Yesh Metarzim, I think they quote this from the Rashbam. The last line in the Tosis, Rotzel Zamin, Amem Heyamanal. Yesh Metarzim, they say, Hamoitzi is only with the Rabbanon and Bichas HaMazon is their rice. So when they get to Dinam their rice, it will more machmas. So we say the Chabura has to consist of a minimum of three, less than three doesn't count. But Hamoitzi is only the Rabbanon, so that's not so bad. So it's interesting, I think the Mordechai, the Rosh, when they quote this teretz from the Rashbam, Rashbam is the Yesh Metarzim, that Hamoitzi is only the Rabbanon, so two is a Rabbim, or Bichas HaMazon is the Raisa, then you need three or more. So they add on an interesting line after this, so they say, remember when we first started learning Perek Ketzad Mevarchim, And the Gemara started to say that the bracha shalafanel is their raisa. So he says, the Rashbam says that it's only an asmachta. How do you like that? Well, we learned the Gemara there. So the whole Gemara started as their raisa. And then Gemara comes to the last line, Ela svarihi. Also, the Hanus Manala Mazab La Bracha. So Taisa says there, and the last Taisa on Lama Ham and Aleph, and everything is only an asmachta. The Gemara before, the Havalina was. The Gemara originally thought that is their raisa. You get to the last line, it's only the Rabban. So that's what the Rishonim point out here. If you hold like this Rashban, then you're forced into saying like that. Bichas Hamoitzi is only midirabbanan, and Bichas Hamazon is their raisa. How does he know? Maybe the Maskana is like, maybe it's like the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe just like the Hascholas Hasugi, the Brocha of Sholofana was their raisa. Maybe the Maskana is also their raisa. So they say, no, they bring the raisa. Pnei Yeshua Mesa brings that. Bring the raisa from Balkari. It says a Balkari, the Nei Takana Sezra. A Balkari is not allowed to daven, a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. Till the days of the later Tanaim, they abolished that Takana Sezra. Sure. So it was going on for a few couple of centuries. Takana Sezra was a verb. Balkari is not allowed to daven and not allowed to learn. So then the Gemara makes a distinction. The Balkari, he's not allowed to say Hamoitzi before, but the Birchas Hamazon after the meal he has to say. Why? Because Birchas Hamazon is the Reis and Hamoitzi is only the Rabban. So the Takana Sezra can prevent you from davening that's the Rabbanon. So you don't daven. Davening is the Rabbanon. Hamoitzi is the Rabbanon. But Birchas Hamazon is the Reis. What do you mean? You tell the guy he's not allowed to bench. On the level of the Reis, he's Bukhayif to bench. So the Pnei Yeshua quotes that Gemara. He says, how can I suggest that Birchas Hamoitzi is the Reis? How do you explain why a Balkari we distinguish between Hamoitzi? So he fudges if he gives a teres. He gives a teres out of it. And how can we say a Safik Hamoitzi? Say Safik Brachas Lach, and a Safik and Birchas Hamoitzi, and you go to Chumar. He drays out of that also. So here the Rishonim quote that. They say, Yesh Metarksim on this Kasha. How come Benegat and Ben Shemizum, and you must have a minimum of three, less than three is not called a Rabbim at all? It's not even an optional Rabbim. It's not even Ratzel Lezama Mizam. So if you need three, so they say, all the same rules for Hamoitzi. Everything carries over Hamoitzi and the Birchas Hamozin. It's all the same thing. So the Rashbam says, Yesh Metarksim, the Chilak Yesh, that this is the Raisa, this is the Rabbim. So they reshoin him on. You see that the whole Gemara, the first Daf Lamed Hey, was only all Asmachtas. And the Raya, the best Raya is from the Din of the Balkari that we distinguish between Hamoitzi and Birchas Hamozin. Then Taisa gave another Teretz. What was the other Teretz to distinguish between Hamoitzi and Birchas Hamozin? So they say, when you're beginning to eat the meal, so they plan to sit together and to eat a whole meal together, calmly. They're not running away. So since they plan to eat together, so even two people is called the Kviyas. It's called Shnaim Shach L'Kachas. So since it's a tziruf together, so even Shnayim is also called a Chabura. So they offer one Hamoitzi b'Chabura, provided they have either Hesebu, or Yeshiva D'Danke Hesebu, the two are sitting around a table, or if they're not sitting around a table, each one is having a picnic on the grass, but we made up in advance that we're going to have a picnic together. We made up Nezim Anecho B'Duch Teplon. But if each person on his own decided takes a sandwich, he's going to have a picnic. And then the mikra, I wash my hands, you wash your hands, and then I see each one sees the other one, and I make a siman. I'm going to say hamaitzi to hamaitzi you. Then you can't say hamaitzi to hamaitzi the other one. There's no hesed, but there's no yeshiva didan kesed, but who's not sitting around a table? We never made up neisam and echel beduch the plan. Each one is on his own.
So,
that's a very good question. We're going to have to cover that too. Okay, we're going to have to cover that in a minute. So the Taisa gives another teretz. So they say, Hamoitzi, where they're going to sit bekvias and eat the sandwich. So that's called Shnaim Shach Lukachas. But after you finish eating, then you're going to bench and you're going to run. Each one has gone his own way, and his own path, his own merry way. So then Taisa says, that's when the Gemara says you got to have three. So chilek between the bracha before eating, where they're going to have to eat the kviyas, that's called ochlu kachas. So you can call it a chabura. It is called a bracha b'chabura. Two constitutes a chabura. But the two and the benching, they're going to leave, so each one may go in a different direction. They're probably not going to go. They're learning in the same shia. So they're eating lunch together, the chabura, so they're going to eat lunch, they're going to go to shia at the same time. So two, it doesn't count. You got to have three. Those are the two suggestions that Taisa gives. So you ask a question, what about a man and a woman? What's the din? A man and a woman, are they mitzurif to zimun or not? You have to have three people. So let's say you have two men and one woman, you have two women and one man. So does it really say in Agamar that they not mitzturif to Zimon? I'm them hammer based. The Gemara says, Noshim ba'avadim, imrotza v'zamen eim v'zamen. Noshim and avadim not, the Gemara says, mishum pritzusa. The Gemara says 10 lines from the top, mishum pritzusa. But what about the husband and the wife? There's no pritzus. So are they mitzturif to Zimon? So Tosis points out the Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara in Erechim Dav Gimel, Tosis there on Amid Beis, Mem Hamid Beis. The Gemara in Erechim Dav Gimel, the first Gemara was on Dav Dalet. That's by the Kohanim eating Truma. That's the Tosis on the Mishnah, Mem Hamid Aleph, quotes the Gemara in Erechim Dav Dalet. What's everything doing in Erechim? It belongs over here. What's it doing in Erechim? The Talmud Bavli was written in such a way that unless you master all of Shas, you don't know anything. You know, you have to know. Mimerchak Tovi Lachma, yeah. Yeah, what's it doing in Erechim? The Mishnah starts off, Hakol Marichim. Anyone, so the Gemara starts going a few blot Gemara, every time it says Hakol. Hakol Shochten, Hakol Mitztarfen Lezimen, Hakol Chayovim Lezamen, Hakol Chayovim Mitzitzes, Hakol Chayovim Mikriyashma. Every time it says Hakol, and Kol HaTarakula, so what does Hakol come to be Mar? But those are the opening few blot in Erechim. So there are important Gemaras there. The Gemara says in Erechim that men and women together are not Mitztarfen Lezimen. So Tosis says that's not Mishum Pritzusa. Tosis says men and women are not mitzdarfim to Zimun because they're not mukhiyif to say the same version of the Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara has a suffix earlier, Tosis quotes. The Gemara has a suffix on Chof HaMedeis regarding the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the top line on Chof HaMedeis says that women are mukhiyif to bench Birchas Hamazon. That's the top line on Chof HaMedeis. V'chayovim v'tfilah v'mezuzah v'birchas Hamazon. Women are mukhiyif. Women are part of tfilah and part of kriyashma. But the women, Nashim Avadim, a potter from Tfilah and potter from Kriyashma, that's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. However, Chayovim b'tfilah or b'mezuzah b'birchas hamazon. The Gemara has a suffix whether Nashim v'avadim, the echiyah b'birchas hamazon is b'raisa d'rabbon. It's an ibad leif shita. What's the nekudas ha-suffix? Why should women and avadim only be mid'rabbon? So Rashi and Tosis have a few suggestions. So Rashi says because an essential part, an integral part of b'birchas hamazon is Al Horat Tatoiva Shinosal, you have to thank the punishment for giving you Eretz Yisrael. Chumish, Al Horat Tatoiva. And Eretz Yisrael was Lanes Chalka Lavodim, and was Lanes Chalka Lenoshim. The Noshim Lenot Lachel Gortz. Either the nice Lovcha of anyone who died and left no sons, only the daughter get, that's a Yaitzim and a Klal. But basically, in principle, the women didn't get a share in Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns. Tais is not happy with Rashi. If there are daughters, there are no sons, so the daughters do get their sons. So of course they don't get a chelgo. It's not that we have anything against women. That's a detail of Hilchas Yerusha. So how did Rashi learn? Rashi holds the women and the avodim are not mechuyev to say thank you for giving us Eretz, and they never got Eretz Yisrael. You only have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for what he did give you. What he didn't give you, you don't have to say thank you. So since the potif and that bracha, maybe the potif and the whole Birchas Hamazon, it's either all or nothing. Maybe it's a package deal. The Gemara says, "Lamai nafkemina." Whether the obligation of the woman in benching is menatorim of the rabbanon, the Gemara says, "The nafkemina is can a woman bench to be mitzi a man in birchas hamazon?" Let's say the woman is a learned, scholarly woman, and the man is an amor; he's the boor. So you allow shemer koyne, but you only say shemer koyne if the one is saying kiddush of abdallah. The benching is mechuy bedaber, mishenu mechuy bedaber, and mitzi aserabim midechay basam. That's the Mishnah Megillah, Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parak. Let's say the best baltekei is a goy. He knows how to blow a musical instrument, or a nisha, or a cotton before bar mitzvah. So the Mishnah says he cannot be mitzi the others with kiyah shofar, because mishenu b'chuy b'daber and mitzi yisraim in dechav asim. So the shaila is, if the women are b'chuy in b'chas hamazin min ha-Torah, then they can be mitzi the men. If the women want to b'chuy in the rabbanon, then they can't be mitzi the men. So that's what Rabbi Kivega points out in Sefer Drush v'chidush and Daf Kof HaMeveis. He mentioned it more than once, mentioned it a few times. Rabbi Kivega says, how can the woman recite the benching to be mitzi the man? But the women are not mukhiyif to say, no de l'chal ha'aretz ha'tayv ha'shinasama. They don't have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Eretz Yisrael. So the man can't be yotzei with shemei kaina on that. Or we'll continue with the Tosis later on. So Rabbi Kivega says, that bracha, for sure, the man is going to have to say on his own. The Gemara Sofik is, what about the beginning and the end of the benching? The middle part of the benching, the woman cannot be mitzi the man. She's not mukhiyif, period. Not mukhiyif menatar, not mukhiyif menarabban. Shad is the beginning and the end of the benching. Can she say the benching to be mitzi the man? And she'll have to pause in the middle, he'll have to say the middle part on his own. Or do you say, no, she can't even be mitzi him in the beginning and the end, because it's one package. The only chiva of the women is only with the rabban. So Rashi learns the reason the chiva of the women is clearly less than the chiva of the men. either it's part of the benching for sure she's not mechuyev to recite, namely, thank you for giving us eretz. Nashim not lechelik baritz, in principle they didn't get. So nashim avanim lo not lechelik baritz. Part they're not mechuyev. Shad is the rest of it, are they mechuyev in atar midirabon? What Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. It's a detail. Sometimes the women do get, sometimes they don't get. You can't say in principle nashim didn't get. So the Tosis disagrees. Tosis says no. That the women, you have to say min haTorah, obviously, you have to say, and the women don't have to thank the Rebbe Hashem for giving bris mila, they never got bris mila. The women, in principle, are not mechuyev to learn Torah. So either, like Rashi, they're not mechuyev to thank the Rebbe Hashem for Eretz Yisrael because they never got it, or they're not mechuyev to thank the Rebbe Hashem for bris mila, or to thank the Rebbe Hashem for giving Talmud Torah, because the Noshim don't have that. So clearly the chiv of the women is lower than the chiv of the men. So the shayla is, you say the whole benching is one package deal, so the whole chiv is only the rabbah. They're not mechiv in the middle part, not mechiv in the beginning and the end. Either you say no, the beginning and the end they're mechiv, and in the middle part they're not mechiv at all. Or the Gemara has later, in Memtes, we'll get to it, maybe the women are not mechiv to thank the Rebbe Hashem for Malchus Beis David, because Nashim L'Snei B'Malchus. Whatever that means the women cannot be appointed as a melech. The Sifrei says, Santos Malach Melech, Melech Olay Malko. The women are not supposed to engage in election. The women don't vote, so they can't appoint the government. However you read that Gemara, Noshim don't have Malchus. So if you learn like that, there's the fourth pshat in the Gemara. Noshim, there's one part of the benching that the women are not mechuyev to say. So the other Rishonim are not so convinced about that. Al-Rizcho she-chasam te-bib sereni means literally. In our body, we thank the Rebbe Hashem for giving. The Maisa women do say al-Rizcho she-chasam te-bib sereni. So it's not doiva shor. They don't have a bris in their body. So the answer is, so maybe the women are mechuyev and atar to thank their Rebbe Hashem for the mitzvah of bris mila, even though they're not mechuyev to do a mila on their own children, they're not mechuyev to do a mila on themselves, but they thank their Rebbe Hashem for giving us the institution of bris mila. Even though women are not mechuyev to learn Torah, but they thank their Rebbe Hashem al teros chashalim aritano, they thank their Rebbe Hashem that the husbands are learning in the kol, that there are rabbis, that there are yeshivas, that there are people learning. So maybe the women are mechuyev to thank that as well. So there's a fourth pshat in the Gemara, based on the Gemara later, and the men will soon get to it. The Nashim L'Snei B'Malchus, that the women can't be appointed as kings, or the women shouldn't be involved in appointing. There shouldn't be, women shouldn't vote. That's the shayla. Whether women are allowed to vote, women are allowed to vote. The big machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Before Hakamas HaMedina, during the time of Rav Kook, so Rav Kook and Rav Pesach Frank, they all made a tumult that the Vad Halaumi, whatever, representing the Jewish agency. So they said everyone should vote, the men and the women, everyone should vote. So all the religious Jews didn't participate in the election because Rav Kook said you're not allowed to. But the women are not allowed to vote. So the Rabbanim were tumbling. What's wrong? Women are allowed to vote. Shailen did, but the women are allowed to vote. Now. Usually not. But you have to see who's Marutza Lakol. So a little bit voting there is. Shaila had a reason to
write.
Malchus, apparently in that Gemara is not stem of Malchus. You can't appoint a woman to a position of Srora, of a king. Now the Shaila is maybe voting for whatever has to be voted for. Maybe voting is also the same thing. Not they elect Malchus based on it. Maybe voting is also a form of Srora. Or should I say no? Srora is only to be elected to a position, or to be appointed to a position, but to vote, that's not a violation of Torah. So that was a shayla. So there was a rabbi who was brought up in Eretz Yisrael. Then he moved to America. He was the rabbi in Hoboken. Hirshenzon, Rav Chaim Hirshenzon. Rav Chaim Halevi Hirshenzon. So that's what it says in the Sefer. Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi Hirshenzon. That's all he has. He wrote, he was quite a character. Now the Chevron at the left, the leftists in Eretz Yisrael, are publicizing all of his svarim. Because he had a lot of wild ideas. He wrote it by what's going to be, can you have a woman Rosh HaMemshalah? This is way before Golda Meir was born. Before the whole Medina was established. So he wrote all kinds of things about what's going to be. So he sent this letter, he sent a nasty letter to Rav Kook and to Tzvi Pesach Frank. He knew them all from Eretz Yisrael. What are you making up crazy things? Everybody knows that there's nothing wrong with women electing. He even thinks there's nothing wrong with electing women to a position either. So he has a hole in his svarim. He has Malki Bakodesh, a lot of svarim about that. What's going to be, when there'll be a Yiddish in Medina. So he talks a lot about it. He talks about all kinds of wild things. So whatever it is, the Gemara Chofim and Beis says that the chiv of the women to bench is clearly lower level than the chiv of the men. It may be that the whole chiv to bench is only mid the Rabbanon, or even if it's there, why should it be mid the Rabbanon? Because there's one part of the bench in that for sure they're not mechuyev to recite, not mid the Torah, not mid the Rabbanon. Or maybe the chiv to say the beginning, the end of the bench is mid the Torah, but the middle part they're not mechuyev to recite. Which middle part they're not mechuyev to recite? So Rashi and Tosfos and the other Rishonim say either this part, that part, the other part, either to thank you for Eretz Yisrael, thank you for Briz, thank you for Torah, thank you for Malchus, this part that they're parted from. So that's what Tosfos writes in Erechim. Why is men and women not mitztaref yachad? So Tosfos says, how can they blend in together? It's a different chiyuv. The women have a different chiyuv from the men. It's not shavah b'shavah. How can, you can't, for hamoitzi, it's the same hamoitzi. It's the same hamoitzi. But for Birchas HaMazon, men and women are not mitztaref from yachad. Noshim Avodim, the Gemara assumes really should be the same. Why should they both be the same? So if you say, lo not lechelik ba'aretz, that's what the women are potter from. So the Avodim also lo not lechelik ba'aretz, they're the same. If you say, because they're not mukhiv in Talmud Torah, the Avodim are not mukhiv in Talmud Torah also. If you say, because of Malchus, they're the same. If you say, because of Bris Milah, so it's a little problematic. So what does the Gemara put together? Noshim Avodim should have not been able to be mitzvah from Lezima together because they don't have the same level of chiyuv. So the Gemara, one thing more have to come on to a different reason. Because pritzusa, you're concerned. Shiny Hasam Mishum pritzusa. What do they have to say pritzusa? You should have said. They don't have the same level of chiyuv. So it would appear from the Lachori, if you hold like that, Tesis and Erchen. The reason why men and women are not mitzvah from Yachad because they don't have the same, they don't have a common mechayiv. The chiyuv b'chaz hamazon is not the same. So they should have said that Noshim Avodim also not for the same reason. Why do you have to come out to a new time pritzusa? So lechori from the Gemara, it shows that Tosfos Hesber is wrong. That's how Tosfos presents it. You see from the Gemara that we're wrong. See from the Gemara Brachas that the Hesber that we gave, that the chiv of the women, men and the women is not the same. That's wrong. Otherwise, why did the Gemara have to give a new reason? Mishum pritzusa. Why should it say because it's not conventional? Or you say that the women and the Avodim have the same chisaron. They're both not b'talmud Torah, and they're both not b'eretz Yisrael, and they're both not b'malchus. Maybe that's what the Gemara had to come up with the new Hesber. So if you say like that, Tosfos, then we're safe. Then we're okay. And maybe it's only men and women together on that mitzvah from Lezimun because they have a different level of chiyuv birchas hamazon. But as far as hamotzi is concerned, they have the same chiyuv to say birchas hamotzi. So if you have men and women together, one can say hamotzi, and motzi the other one. Some places they alternate. Every other Shabbos, the husband says hamotzi to motzi the wife. Every other Shabbos, the wife says hamotzi to motzi the husband. Yeah. Some place they do it for Kiddush also. Every other Shabbos, the husband says Kiddush. But Havdalah, it's not right. Havdalah says B'feirush in Shulchan Aruch that a woman should not say Havdalah to be Moitzi the man, because there are two opinions whether women are Mechuyev in Havdalah, period. The Rambam writes that the Chiyev Havdalah is part of Zohar Shama Shabbos L'Kach B'Knisasa B'Itzi Yosef. Kiddush and Havdalah is one Chiyev based on Zohar. And the Gemara says Kol She'eshtim B'Shama Yeshtim B'Zohar. The Gemara says Anchofim in base. So the women are just Mechuyev and Abdullah is the men. So the Magen Mishnah comments on that Rambam that not all the Rishonim agrees. Many Rishonim say Abdullah is only with the Rabbanim. And many Rishonim who assume like the Rambam, Abdullah is their eyes, don't agree that it's based on Zohar. They say it's based on a different person. Based on a different person. So maybe I should treat Abdullah as a mitzvah says to Shazman Roma. So Noshim would be potter. So the Magen Mishnah threw in this monkey wrench. He has this taina. Maybe women are potter from Avdolah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Mishena b'chuy b'dover ene motzi yasar abin dechol osim. So maybe the women are not b'chuy at all on Avdolah. So how can a woman say Avdolah to be motzi the man? So they say, there's a group in Boston area. They say, has the approval of Rabbi Soloveitchik. This for sure does not have the approval of Rabbi Soloveitchik. That the women alternate, every other week the wife says Avdolah, motzi the husband. That's Amaratzis. That's against the Rabbi Soloveitchik. Whatever they say about him, they never said he was an Amaratz. That's for sure not. Whatever tainus they have, an Amaratz he never was. They never said he was boring. That's the taina that they say. They printed a lot of Torah from Rabbi Soloveitchik. A lot of it is so boring. How can that be Rabbi Soloveitchik? It totally doesn't represent him. The Shir was so limited. And a lot of the people who print, they bore you to death. And that's totally not a representation of Rabbi Soloveitchik. If it's not something very snappy and very sharp, then clearly it's not Rabbi Soloveitchik. If it's against Shulchan Aruch, it's not Rabbi Soloveitchik. That's for sure not. Anyway, so this is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi holds, we don't follow Rashi's opinion. Rashi holds, the Shtayim Shoch, the Mitzvah Licholik, doesn't only go on the benching, there's no Mezumen, it goes on the Bracha before. Because Tosis showed from all the sugyas, it all goes together. Bracha Shalavana, Bracha Shachra, goes together. You have to have a chabura and say it's a hamotzi b'chabura. Here, take again the Tosis that we were talking about. Tosis Memheim Beis, Yemascha Shain Hasim Dika Dei. So Tosis has the machlokes with Rashi. You apply Shamea Koina if the listener hears but is lo maven. Is that called Shamea? Shamea means who Shamea b'hu maven? Or Shamea? He hears it, it's enough, even after Pishena maven. So Tosis holds, if you don't understand, it's no good. So Tosis raises an issue. When the men recite the benching mezumen, then the women don't understand. Wait a minute. Mezumen? The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Brichas Avraham, that he said that by mezumen, even if you don't understand, you are Yaitse. Even though we follow Tosis, whoever doesn't understand is not Shemaya, but mezumen is not based on Shemaya Kaina. So what's Tosis raising in Isha? Tosis talks Beferish. Noshim tzorchinim yotzes bebichas hazimun shela noshim. What do you mean? Zimun, when you're benching mezumen. So you bench mezumen, it's not based on Shemei Koina. The men are yotzes, even though you don't understand. So what is Tosis raising in issue? So I think what Tosis means is that men and women are not mitzvah from Yachad. So the women, the men and the men are mitzvah from Yachad. So the men is considered bichas hamazon on behalf of the whole chabura. So that's the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Brichas Avraham. Achol Pishena Meivin. It's not based on Shemei Kaina. But the women are not mitzdarfim with the men for Zimun. So they're not part of the Zimun. So the question is, but let it be Yotze with Shemei Kaina. Like the Sofer Rabur, he says, the women were not so learned, so they didn't know how to bench on their own. So it's like Sofer Rabur, Sofer Mavaruch Rabur, Yotze Bibrachasoi. So that's what Tosis says, no, but the women don't understand. So the Shal, well, what's with the Bur? The Bur understands. So Tosis says, yeah, he's the boor, a chiloni, an Israeli. He speaks Hebrew, but he doesn't know how to say the Birchas HaMazon. But if the women today, the women of the Balei Tosis, they didn't speak Hebrew. They're not chiloni. They didn't speak Hebrew. They know that the benching is to thank the Rebbe Shem, but they don't know what every word means. So that's why Tosis raises the question. They didn't raise an issue that there are men who don't understand the benching. How would they say with benching the Zimun? That wouldn't be a problem. That was the Birchas Avraham. But women are not mitzvah from the Zimun. So that's what Tosis raised the Shana. So Tosis holds that you're not Yetze. Then they quote the Gemara. So Rishonim say that Rashi argues with Tosis. We don't really have it in Rashi. So they say, v'hodi aminim emigile, lo yish Hashem ashur is yotza, even though he doesn't understand. So the Gemara says, pisumi nisa b'yal m'shayni, kiddi amin hasim. The Gemara says, v'achashtaran min ha'ra'o machim mi adinan ma'ini, who do we know what kind of animals they are? We don't know what the words mean in the Megillah Esther. So whenever all of us listen to the Megillah, we don't know what it means. So you see that you yotze mikra Megillah, even though you don't understand. So memela haloi shasham ashuris is also yotze. So the Rishonim quote that Rashi derives from that Gemara in Perek Beis, the Megillah Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. Rashi derives from the Gemara that mikra Megillah, everybody's yotze is based on Shemei Koine. So Rashi says you see from the Gemara that you yotze Shemei Koine applies even though you don't understand. And Tosis claims, no, that's an exception to the rule. That's a special din. The Gemara says, Pisumi Nisa Bialmo. It's a special Yotzim and Aklal. Even though based on the normal rules and regulations of Shemei Kani, it should not be Yotze, Mikra Megillah doesn't have to be based on Shemei Kani.
According to that, Pshat Tosis, that the women are only being based on Shemei Kani. So why wouldn't it be okay for women to... if you have a big meal for women to go make the mezamim by themselves, because they're not, means it sounds like from the Gemara that once they with men, then there's a chova for them to be with the men.
Yeah, the Gemara has over here a memheim at base on the top. Toshma, take a look, we're in the middle of that Gemara. Good, so the Gemara had a machlekes whether shnayim is a mitzvah lecholek or shnayim shirotza the zamim mezamim. Machlekes is Rabbi Rabbi Yechon. We pass in the halacha that mitzvah lecholek. There isn't even an optional mezumen. So the shaila is there such a thing as an optional mezumen? If you have three people, you're mechuyev to bench mezumen. If you have two, they say a chotzi shir of a rabbim. A rabbim is a minimum of three or more. If you have two, do you consider like a chotzi shir of a rabbim? So chotzi shir is a rishus. Rotzel zamim zamim, and there is no chotzi shir of a rabbim. So there isn't even a rishus. So the Gemara says on the second line from the top, a memhem beis toshma noshim zamnas liatzmam, ba'avodim zamnim liatzmam. So the Gemara faked that question. Noshim zamnas liatzmam, noshim afilu meyo, kitrei gavri damyon. Women al pidin never constitute a tzibur. Yeah, if you want to have a minyan, dov shebi kedusha, the Mishnah Megillah says you have to have asara anoshim, noshim not. And even rabbim not. If you have three, it's called a rabbim. So we said there's one opinion in the Rashba, in the first daf in Nida, that even a shus rabbim for sofik tumim shus rabbim, noshim don't count. He took the Gemara literally. Other Rishonim say, no, if you would have had three women, it would have been considered a shus rabbim for sofik tumim shus rabbim purposes. But over here, the Gemara means for Taisa says the top Taisa linyan kibbutz tefila linyan called dovish abigdusha dovish abo asara. You can't have chazara sashat. Here, if you look in the Taisa's Rav Yudah Chassid, all the Taisa's in on brachas are a kitzur of the Taisa's Rav Yudah Seliyah. He's not. They call it Rav Yudah Chassid. That's a mislabeling. He was not Rav Yudah Chassid. Rav Yudah Chassid was someone else. Later, he wrote the Sefer Chassidim. It's a different person. He's also a holy, pious rabbi. But he wasn't the one who was famous as Rabbi Yudah HaChassid. Rabbi Yudah Silion. That was the Rebbe of the Ozarua. The Ozarua always quotes Rabbi Yudah Silion. What does it mean, Silion? The lion hearted. Seer, what does it mean? Seer? Is it a heart? No? Silion? Heart of the lion? I think so. Rabbi Yudah the lion hearted. Okay. I think that was his name. So you look in the Taisus Harosh, you look in the Taisus Rabbi Yudah Seliyon on his daf, so he says it about Mikra Megillah. He says, Afilo Me'a Noshim Kitrei Gav Yedamyon, that whenever there's a Maila Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, the Gemara has different dinim, and the dinim are slightly different. If you're laying, take for example, the Ramah says, the Minig is only said the Bracha Rabbis Rebbeinu Adonis Dinen, a Bracha Shalach Rea, if you lay Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, if you lay B'lochidan, or if you lay in the Megillah Shaloi B'zmanoi, you lay in the Megillah and Yom HaKnisa. The earlier, so the Gemara says you're only Yotze if you lay in B'tzibur. If you lay in B'yochid, you're not Yotze. Or if you read a Megillah Aksuv Ben Aksuv, so if you read a B'tzibur, Megillah Ben Aksuv is no good. If you read a B'yochid, it is good. They're different dinim. Olah HaTchila. The mitzvah, the Hidura is to lay in Mikra Megillah B'tzibur as opposed to lay in B'yochid. So now it became the latest hot thing, the in thing. The girls in Stern College want to have their own Mikra Megillah. They want to have 10 women want to have their own Mikra Megillah. So the question is, are the Yotze Mikra Megillah B'tzibur? So the Torah quotes two opinions. The Mishnah says in Megillah that whenever you need 10 people for a Kaddish Kedushin Baruch Hu, Chazor Asar Shatz, you have to have 10 men, 10 women are not acceptable. So one opinion in the Torah is that this is not acceptable. Mikra Megillah, 10 women is not acceptable. Then he has the other opinion, no, this is not 10 people, it's not a Dovah Shabbat Kedushin, this is 10 people, I'm going to get to Pesumi Nisa. So Pesumi Nisa, as long as you have 10 people who are Hamachoyim and Mikra Megillah, so 10 women is good. So here, the Rishonim say the favor is that it's no good. The Tosis that we have is a Kitzer. It's an abridged form of the Tosis of Yudah Seliyah. But if you look in the Tosis of Yudah Seliyah, in the Brochim Shaleshes, that they have Tosis V'Harosh, which is later, Tosis of Yudah Seliyah is earlier, they both have the full version is Linyan Kibbutz, Tefillah, Linyan Kol Dovah Shebasara, the Sei Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, and Mikra Megillah. The Mikra Megillah Basara, you're not Yotze if you have 10 women. There is another opinion in the Torah. The Torah quotes the two opinions. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Purim writes that since it's two opinions in the Torah, so you should always go l'chumer. So you should treat it as a sveikah nedim. So if you only have 10 women, so you should not say the bracha after. You shouldn't say a rabbis ribeinu, and you lechatchila should try to have 10 men, not just have 10 women. So what was the Gemara's kasha in Nachamah? Pregnant Gemara Toshma. It says beferish noshim mizamnas liatzman. If you have three women, they can bench mizumen. So Gemara fakta kasha. How can it be they can bench mizumen? But 10 women, even 100 women, as meya afilo meya noshim is only kitrei gavri damyon. It's never considered a chabur. It's never considered a rabbim. So how can they bench mizumen? So bishleim, if you hold that 2 men is optional to bench mizumen. So if you have a group of women, so it'll also be like optional. Optional. But if you hold there is no optional mezumen by 2 men, you have to have dafke 3 men or nothing, So three women is not the same as three men. Three women is not called a chabura. Just like 10 women is not called a tzibur. So three women should not be mechuyev to, shouldn't be mitzdarf to zimun. So the Gemara says, no, it's different over here. Two is only two people, and women, you have three, shayin hasam dika deitz. So that's a machlekes when you get to the Gemara's answer. When the Gemara asks the question, what is the Gemara driving at? The Gemara is trying to prove, we want to prove that shnayim is amnas liatzman, that there is such a thing as an optional bench in mizumin, even though you don't have a full status of a tzibur, for sure you don't have. A tzibur is only 10. We're talking about bichas amazim b'chabura, a rabbim. So a rabbim haste if you have three. If you have less than three, it's not called a rabbi. Maybe it's a chotzi shir of a rabbi. Maybe shnayim is a chotzi shir. So let it be a rishu. So the Gemara says, in the kasha they thought, v'hameya noshim, kitrei gabri dam. You can't call it a full status of a rabbi. Women are never called a rabbi. But you see, there is such a thing as a chotzi shir of a rabbi. Three women can bench mezumen. So it sounds like just like that's a rishu. So the bench of mezumen for shnayim should also be a rishu. So the question is, when the Gemara says, no, shayin hasam digadez, no, here they're three, here they're two. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara said, no, three women is better than two men, and therefore three women is a choiva to bench benzuman, the mechuyif to bench benzuman. Oh no, three women is optional. Like we thought all along, three women is only optional. So that's a machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos understand, just like the Havamina was, that it's only a rishus, and we're proving from three women to two men that it's also such a thing as a rishus. So the maskan is also, three women is a rishus, but three women is better than two men. Two men is not even a rishus. And the Rosh says, no, once the Gemara rejects the Havamina, once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Shaini Hasam Dikadesi, you have three women, is better than two men, so three women is a chayva to bench mezumen. So that's what Tosfos says, but the meaning is not so. They write, Nikan Mashman Noshi Mechavas Zam Liat, Mechen Osim Noshi Rabbeinu Avram Chamash Rabbeinu Yehuda. That's this Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda Sir Leon. So his father-in-law was Rabbeinu Avraham. So he had a couple of daughters. So the daughters of the Rabbeinu Avram apparently had no sons. So all of his daughters used to bench mezumen together, used to join together bench mezumen. So Tosfos says the meaning is not some. The Mishnah Berurah says, in his days also the meaning is not some. Most of the women, you have many women that don't bench mezumen. So why not? So that's what Rashi and Tosfos say. They all assume even lefiyah maskana that it's only b'shus, it's not a chayv. The Rosh disagrees, the Rosh holds that it's a chayv. So the problem is the Gemara says in Erchin, Tosfos says, "V'hadukam b'breish Erchin d'abgim l'man ha'kol mechuyovim b'zimun." Hakol mechuyovim b'zimun l'asuyei noshim. The Gemara says, "Hakol asuyei mai." Who is hakol? Hakol asuyei noshim. That's the beginning of Erchin, the first three dafim. They collect all hakols and kol ha'terakula. Every time it says hakol. So what is hakol mechuyovim b'zimun l'asuyei noshim? So it says mechuyovim. So it says the women are mechuyev. So Tosfos says, no, you have to reinterpret it. Doesn't mean that mechuyev means. Linear rishus kama, lo linear chal, doesn't really mean mechuyav. It's very doichik. That's what the Rosh finds, the Tosfos there is very doichik. So the Rosh says it's wrong. When you have three women, they're mechuyav to bench mezumen. But the minig is not like that. The minig is clearly not like the Rosh. So some of the Rishayim answer, the women are not mechuyav to bench mezumen if they're three women. But what if there are three men who are mitzvah from the zimun and the women are eating with the men, they're mechuyav to answer mezumen. The mechuyev are women. The women are mechuyev to answer mezumen. If you have two men and two women, there's no zimun at all. It isn't even an optional zimun. But if you have three men, and you have some women are reading there also, so the women are mechuyev to answer the zimun. So the shaila is, why are they mechuyev to answer the zimun? Why should they mechuyev to answer the zimun? That's what some rishonim say. When the Gemara says, hakol mechuyev mezimun, means if there are three men who are mechuyev, then the women who are present are mechuyev to answer zimun. Usually, if you would have had three women, it would have been a rishus to bench mezumen. But if you have three men, then the women are mechuyev. Why? But if the women and the men are not mitzvah from yachad, and the women are only going to be yotze with the benching of the men based on shemei kai, then there's going to be a whole issue with Tosfos. What do you say, shemei kai? If ain't no maven. As far as the men are concerned, by benching mezumen, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Birchas Avraham. There is no issue because it's not based on shemei kai. It's based on the whole chabura's offering. One Birchas HaMazon together. So if women are not mitztarfim with the men, so why should they be mechuyev to answer the mezumen? That's why the Vilna Gaon holds that teretz is not correct. He doesn't understand that. The Bi'ur Agro, he says it doesn't make any sense. If the women are not mechuyev to bench mezumen liatzman, so why are they mechuyev to answer to a zimun? If they have three men, the men and the women are not mitztarfim yachad, so why should they be mechuyev? So he says the Ika teretz is like the Rosh. The women are mechuyev, yeah, but the men of Galim is not so. in the garden is not so. So we follow what Tyson says. It's a doichik. When it says in Limar, Hakol Mechuyavim Bezimun, it's not to be taken literally, Mechuyavim, Hakol, everybody can make a Zimun. Women can also make a Zimun, but it doesn't mean that they're Mechuyavim. Lenya Rishus Kamer, Ulo Lenya Chay. That's how we assume.
You said the reason that we don't bench today the Zimun, one is might see everybody, because we can't concentrate.
But you have to listen, you have to pay attention. So we're afraid the mind is going to wander. I'm going to be listening to someone else speak, my mind is going to wander. I'm going to start thinking about my investments and my banking and my children and my grandchildren and traveling territories. So I'm going to be thinking about a thousand other things. We're afraid they won't even, they don't have to concentrate on other Pirush HaMilas, but their mind shouldn't wander to something else. They have to pay attention that they're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for all the wonderful things that he gave us, even though they don't know exactly what each word means. Yeah. The Rambam writes this din that three women can bench mezumen, but he writes 10 women are not mezamnas b'shem. If you have 10 women together, they cannot bench mezumen to say Baruch HaLakeinu, Shachal Mishalot. Why not? So the Rambam doesn't explain why. So the Kesef Mishnah says, obvious why. Because the bench basora to say Shem Hashem, that's already Dovish HaBikdusha, and that's governed by the Mishnah Megillah, that to recite the Dovish HaBikdusha, you have to have asora anoshim b'nei chorim b'nei bris, 10 women don't constitute a minion. You have to have a minion for that. So that's a shaila, is that really true? That Birchas Hamazon Ba'asara, when you mention Shem Hashem, that's considered a Dovish HaBikdusha. That's considered a Dovish HaBikdusha. So there's that Mishnah Megillah. Where is the Mishnah Megillah? Okay. I'll take my word for it. There is a Mishnah Megillah where the Mishnah says you need 10 people to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Chazaras Hashat, Kriyas HaTorah, Duchening need dominion, and Benjamin Zuman Basara need dominion. So the Gemara says, this is five things are Dovish HaBikdusha. Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu is Dovish HaBikdusha. What's Duchenin? Duchenin is a Dovish HaBikdusha. The Gemara says, no, that's a separate din based on a pasuk, you need 10. Then the Gemara says, what about benching Basara? The Gemara should have said, Dovish HaBikdusha. Dovish HaBikdusha. The Gemara doesn't say Dovish HaBikdusha. The Gemara says, here it is. Here it says on the side of the daf, Megillah daf chav gimel on the base. And it says, my time akim, the boy lad kuri shem shemai, bots ma'asar la barachara. It's not darachara, it's to mention shem Hashem, but bots ma'asar. So what does the Gemara give a whole story? The Gemara knocks off five dim in the Mishnah. It says, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Zol Dabash HaBikdusha. So put together benching basar, Dabash HaBikdusha. The Gemara doesn't put it together. The Gemara gives Dabash HaBikdusha as the explanation for five of the dinim. And benching mezumen basar is a different din. Lavar achar lat kuri shem shamayim. And duchening is a different reason. So you see from the Pashtus HaGemara that the bench of Mizum Basa, not like the Kesef Mishnah says, not a Dovish HaBikdusha. So Soloveitchik said that in Europe there were two, he thought it's a Machlekes HaRishayim. This Kesef Mishnah has Rishayim say like that, then Rishayim say Faket. So he thought that in Europe there were two Minhagim, when you bench Mizum Basa, whether you stand up or not. So the Yak can stand all the way up. Stand up like this. He says in Lithuania they never even shook, they never stood up at all. So he said this was the Shaila. Dovish HaBikdusha, we usually assume, needs Amida. You need Amida. So if you treat like the Kesef Mishnah, you say that women cannot bench Bo'asara because it's a Dovish HaBikdusha, so then you have to have Amida. But if you hold that benching the Mezum and Bo'asara is not a Dovish HaBikdusha, so you don't need Amida at all. You don't have to stand. The standing up in the middle is like a might have a mixus, that's like a compromise between the sheep that you do need Amida, you don't need Amida. So they shake themselves a little bit like this. But that's a fundamental shaila. So let's see in the Gemara. If one should assume that benching basar is not a Dovish HaBikdusha, that's the simpler reading of the Gemara Megillah in here. It's a different din. We'll learn the Gemara later. Gemara is going to have certain kulas by benching mezumen which don't necessarily carry over to davening basar with tefillah b'tzibur. So the question is, why does the Rambam say that 10 women can't bench b'shem? Is there any other explanation for that? The Rambam says 3 women can bench mezumen, but they can't bench mezumen b'shem. So the Kesef Mishnah says, because that's Poshut, that's a Dovish HaBikdusha. But if you're not going to accept that, you're going to say, like the simple reading in the Gemara, Kevin the boy, Lat Kuri Shem Shayim. But Marasal Lavar Chara, we'll have to see the din in the Gemara. So what's the mashal? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you have this happens all the time in the Beis HaOvel. You have a minyan in the Beis HaOvel, so not all the people can squeeze into one room. So you have 9 people in one room and 9 people in the other room. You don't have 10 people in one room. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that based on the Gemara in Eridim, that 10 people have to be in one room. You cannot be mitzarif a minyan, 5 people in one room, even 9 people in one room. And 9 people in the other room, there's no minyan. You have to have 10 people in one room. So the Mishnah says in Shlosh HaShachla later on, if you have 5 people eating in one room, 5 people eating in the other room, and mitzasim royim ve'elo eselo, or there's one waiter serving up both of them, so then they mitzarif miyachad lezimun. So some Rishonim raise a possibility, the Rashbon, the Tshuva is misupik, maybe that din applies to Tfilah B'tzibur as well. Maybe they're mitzarif to a zimun. Maybe they're mitzarif, just like they're mitzarif to a zimun asorah, maybe they're also mitzarif to say Chazor Sashatz, and to say a Dovah Shebikdusha, but he's not sure. And the Shulchan Aruch says no. And Mishnah Berurah quotes all the Rishonim say no. The Vilna Gaon says no. It's not. It's ain't a dama. Why is it ain't a dama? Because Ben Shemazum Bazar is not a Dovah Shebikdusha. It's a different word, Labar Achar. It doesn't have the same status. So if you say it's not the same, so how did the Rambam know that 10 women are not mitzvah from Yachad to have a Zimun Asar? Unless you say the idea of Birchas Hamazon Bishloisha, Birchas Hamazon Asar, it's a Birchas Hamazon Bechabura. Bishloisha. You can't say Birchas Hamazon Betzibur. Tzibur means 10. If you have 10, it's a Birchas Hamazon Betzibur. Hashevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God Alashanita, the Ram Mashmayach, that if you do it Bachabura, call Shken, if you do it the Tzibur, so it enhances the Shevach. In the Dime Rabbin Voisim and Tzan Shamakam, the Muatim Voisim and Tzan Shamakam. So if it's done Bachabura, done the Tzibur, it's better. So the Gemara says that Noshim, the Gemara first thought that 100 Noshim is like Shnaim, so it should be a Raya, the fact Sholosh Noshim, it's Tarfas Lezimun, is an optional, it's a Rishu, so that's a Raya, the Shnaim is Amnim, it's a Chatzi Shir of a Rabbin. Just like Shnaim is a Chatz Yishir v'Rabim, so Noshim is a Chatz Yishir v'Rabim. Then Gemara said, no, this is a better Chatz Yishir. This is the Rishus. So maybe the idea, okay, this is a Chatz Yishir v'Rabim, but you're going to say it's a Chatz Yishir v'Tzibur. Chatz Yishir v'Tzibur it isn't. Even Me'a Noshim is not considered a Tzibur of Asor. Me'a Noshim, you have, I'll call upon him, you have days. Shiny House and Dika days, you have 3. So for the Tziruf together to be considered Shlosh, either for Rishus, or for Chayva, the Rosh holds that Sholosh Noshim Amuchiv, the Mensh Mizum, and then all the Rishonim hold this only optional, like the Salka Daitach of the Gemara never backed out from that. So that's for Shlosha, even if you're like the Rosh. But to say that it's Basara, that 10 women should have a Chiyuv, that no. Maybe 10 should be able to bench Mizum and Bishem optionally. So maybe the Gemara holds, no, that doesn't make sense. You have to have Asara, the Rambam holds that doesn't make sense. Asara has to be a chayva. Asara means you really have a tzibur who ate together, so the Birchas Hamazon is recited the tzibur. So women are not mitzvahs to be considered a tzibur. You have to search for some other explanation other than the Dovah Shebikdusha. If you hold it, the Rambam holds like these, the simple reading of the Gemara, that it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. You have to give a different shot from what the Kesh Mishnah says. So you have to say something with them. Ascholos HaGemara was that Noshim is only Rishus. Even if you own a maskana, it's changed like the Rosh, like the Vilna Gaon holds like that, and Sholosh Noshim is a Chayva. Okay, a Chayva, it's called a Chabura, but to say that it's called a Tzibur, that is 10, that far we say no, that far we say Afila Mea Noshim, Kitrei Gavidam, that doesn't have a shame Tzibur.
And with Gavri Zimun, that we say it's not Shomea Kaona, it's just considered benching together. So, but you're still saying you need the Bar Yuba to be able to create the Tzibur?
That's a question. If you have one person is moitzi another person, which normally we don't allow, but only if it's a shas hatchak sefer abur shemei kohen, then you have to be mechui b'dov mishen mechui b'dov mishen moitzi seram dechavos. And that was the gemara noshim. Can a woman be moitzi a man? So the gemara says a chafam abeis. It depends whether noshim a mechui ben atar mederabon. But let's say to bench mezumen, where it's not based on shemei kohen. So there, it could well be that you don't even need that's on memches and aleph. Could be that you don't even need a mechuyah b'dova. That was the Gemara tells a story that Yane HaMelech threw a party. They were eating and drinking and they were making merry, and then they didn't know and knew how to bench. So they called, they needed someone, so he killed all the rabbis, so there was nobody left. So Shimon HaMeshetach was still alive. So they invited him, he should bench. So he drank a cup of wine and then he benched for the other. So the Gemara says, Shimon Shetach Tov, and the Gamay Hudyov, that's his opinion. We don't paskin like him. We paskin. So Rashi quotes the Kasher from the Halachas Gedolos. What does it help if he eats a Kazayis of bread? If you eat a Kazayis, you're only Mukhiyiv Midirabbanan. And the others probably ate Kedei Sviyah. So aren't they Mukhiyiv Midatayah? So how can one who, he's not Mukhiyiv Midavar, how can he Motzi the others? So it's a whole discussion, Rashi Taisus and all the Rishon. So some, I think the Balamor gives that answer. That you only need a Mukhiyiv Midavar when you're basing it on Shamea Ka'ina. But by Benshim Mizumin, since it's not based on Shamea Ka'ina, so as long as the one who's reciting the Birchas HaMazon has a kiyum on Birchas HaMazon and they're all listening to him, so that's called Birchas HaMazon B'chabura, so it can be mitzi them even though he's not Mechuyib Ben Atari, even though he only ate Kazayis.
What's the
shot
about men and women? There's no tiro. Didn't we say it's because of the fact that women are not
Mechuyib? The Chiyah Birchas HaMazon is a different level
right,
for the men.
But if you say like
that's a thesis in Erechen Rats.
If you say like this, then how do you explain that statement? Who cares about the fact it's a different field? Because we don't care about field by Birchas HaMazon.
No. In order to create a Chiyav Zimun, so the thesis in Erechen understood in the Gemara that you have to have, they should share the common Chiyav, the bench. They should have the same type of Chiyav. The men and women don't have the Chiyav benching to the same degree. Men and Chiyav more benching than the women, so they says they're not mitzvah from Yachid. Women and Avadim should be the same level, so that's a new reason why, because of Pritzusa. Men and women don't share the same thing. So that's in order to say, is a shlosh shalach ka'achas, that it should be no lot of chiyuv mezumin. Once you have the chiyuv mezumin, so then the Balamor makes such a suggestion that the one who's going to recite the benching doesn't necessarily have to be one who's mechuyib b'dover.
Even though for the purpose of creating the chiyuv, you do need them.
Yeah. Yana the chaveira, they ate and they drank, and they were all mechuyib to bench b'natur. Then they got Shimon and Shetach, and he's going to bench on their behalf. So that's what the Balamor says, I think. We'll have to take a look on Memches. But there's a svara to say that once you have a Chiyuv Zimun, so the one who's going to recite the benching to Ben Moitzanim doesn't even have to be Mechuyiv B'dover on the same level as Ben Mechuyiv. Even if it's only Mechuyiv B'Rabbanan, but on the level of the Raisa, there is a Kiyum. You're not Mechuyiv to bench unless you ate Kidei Sviya. But if you would bench, there would be a Kiyum the Raisa.
So you're saying, according to Balamor, you needed three men who were Mechuyiv Midaraisa.
In order to create a Chiyuv.
And then you can have the fourth one to be Motzi.
It could be. Could be that. I think that's what he said.
But what about the minhag that you mentioned before at the very beginning of this year, milkif and playship, that the one who needs the milkif should be the one who's doing the zimun. So the far over here, how can Shimon ben Shetta be the one leading the zimun? He's the one who's not Mechuyiv.
According to that logic, the one who's leading the zimun should be the one who's mechuyev, no? That's another point. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch says if one ate the zimun and he had a drink, and the others ate, they didn't drink. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, v'achalta zvachila v'savata zushtia. Where was that? He had it already. That's a mem test on the base. V'achalta v'yol kezayitz, it's menatar. So what does Musavata mean? So Musavata means he should drink. So that's what the Ramah quotes the Martcha. There's one opinion, if a person ate bread and he didn't drink, he's not Mechuyiv to bench Ben HaTorah. So the one who should bench should be the one who's Mechuyiv Ben HaTorah. As opposed to the ones who ate bread and didn't have a drink, maybe they're only Mechuyiv Ben HaTorah. So that's clearly against this Balamor. It's against the Rashi. The one who benched Mezumin has to be the one who's Mechuyiv Ben HaTorah. But there are others, this Balamor says not on the Rashi. They don't hold like that. Those Rishonim said the one who had the milchik should bench, not the one who had the fleishiks. That's because, from his perspective, he could have eaten with the one who had fleishiks, but the one who had fleishiks can't eat with him. So that's not because they're ice and they're abon. It's not because of the chiyamim. From the perspective of the one who ate the milchik, it's shlosh shalach l'kachas. He could eat with them. From the perspective of the one who ate the fleishiks, it's not roch l'kachas. He couldn't eat with the other one. So that's why he can't bench mezumah. That's the meaning from the Hagos Menhagim. From the later Rishonim, after the later Balayataz, after the end of the Balayataz. It's not the same. You're saying over the Ramos says from the Mordcha, the one who drank should be the one who benched Zuman, because he's the one who's more Mechuyiv, he's Mechuyiv Ben HaTorah, as opposed to the ones who didn't. So that's against this Rashi and Balamor. Yeah. Rashi and the Balamor both say over here, even though Shimon ben Shetach was not Mechuyiv He only had kezayis, and he's not mechuyev to bench on the same level as the others. So nonetheless, it's okay.
He had no choice. The others didn't know him. They called him because it was a pain bread or
yeah.
Nobody could bench. They were mechuyev.
Yeah, but they're asking a kasha mishen and mechuyev b'dover and emotzi aserab mimedecha bosan. They're asking a shtark a kasha ein a mechuyev b'dover. So we're saying that it's not based on mechuyev b'dover. It's not based on shemei koina. It's not based on Shema Kaina, so that's what the Baal Amor, I think, says like that. We'll have to learn when we get to Memches, the Maisa with Yana and Melech. Yeah, then Gemara has Shema Kaina. What do you mean? When you do say Shema Kaina, by Kiddush and Abdullah, Mikra Megillah, you always say Shema Kaina. So, Mikra Megillah. You don't say Amen at the end. You say Amen to the Brachah. But you don't say Amen to the Mikra Megillah. So obviously, Shema Kain applies even if you don't say Amen. So even on a Brachah, the Gemara says, let's say you hear Kiddush, and you don't say Amen. Shama V'layana is Yatzah, the Gemara says. Tanina Abrai said that that's really a discussion in Sukkah, Lamed Ches and Mevei. The Gemara has a Shaila. Shama V'layana Amen. Is the Yotzei and Atzah? The Gemara says yes. Shomeya ki oina, and then the second step is v'chol oina amen ki lahotzei bracha mipiv davar. So Shomeya is considered shama v'lo yana is considered ki lo ana amen v'chol oina amen ki lahotzei bracha mipiv davar. Yeah. What about by that's what we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik. They quoted Diuk and the Rambam. Others quoted from Rav Elvala. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos that whenever you hear someone say a bracha, you should really say amen. And if you have to be yotzei with the bracha, so you should say amen. But yeah, but even if you didn't say amen, shama v'layana is also yotzei. He quotes this gemara. But then the Rambam writes by Chazaras Hashatz, and he writes by Benchi Mezuman, and by third place also he writes by Brichas Hagayim, like more later. He repeats again the fellow should answer amen. So some amadaik in the Rambam that it may appear that the Rambam holds aniyah saman is likuv over here. So why should it be likuv? The din is argamar shana v'layana amen. Yotzah, that's the sugi and sukkah. They asked the shayla and they gave the answer. Shamei ha-kohen v'chol ha-ayin ha-amin ki lo-haytzi bracha mitivnam. So that was his suggestion. Maybe when you say shamei ha-kohen, then afal fi shalai ha-amin. But here where it's ha-moitzi b'chavura, and it's a b'chas ha-mozen b'chavura, and the chazoros ha-shatz is a tefilas ha-tzibur, tefilah on behalf of whole chavura, tefilah abroch on behalf of whole tzibur. So that you have to have audience participation by aniyas ha-amin. As far as that, if you don't say Amen, you're not Yotze. So that's what the Briska had a chumrah. Even if you do say Amen, but you don't say Amen properly. Many people, when their chazan is saying a bracha, so they start saying Amen before the chazan finishes the bracha. That's called an Amen Chatufo. Not supposed to answer Amen Chatufo Techap too quickly. Usually people start saying Amen simultaneously with the concluding syllable, or before the chazan gets to the last word. The Chapais, they say Amen before. Or they wait too long, Amen Yisoyma. They said the chazan finishes the bracha and they say amen. They take the time to say amen later. So they said the brisker in Eretz Yisrael. They say from Abel Bala. If he said amen chatufa, which most people answer amen improperly, it's keilu he didn't answer amen. So you're not yotze chazor asashatz. So it's a bracha levato. Chazan saying chazor asashatz. So that's why a lot of them don't daven tefila b'tzibur, because you ain't gonna gain anything anyway. Because there ain't gonna be no tefila b'tzibur. Let all the 10 brisker join together. Let them. They know the din, so let them make it. Chazoy. The Biskarov used to daven at home. And then his children used to daven at home also. So they say that, what's the name from Kfar Hasidim? What was the name of the older room from Kfar Hasidim? Kabel Yilopian. So he came to one of the sons of Rabel Bala. So he said, why are you daven at home? So he gave him the whole explanation because they don't answer Amen properly. So he said, what are you talking about? Your father was an old sick man. That's why you daven home. You're a young, healthy horse. A young, gesunde Pferd. Why don't you go daven in Tzibur? Why don't you go daven in Shul? This grub didn't daven in Shul. He was an old man. He was sick. He didn't have koyach to daven in Shul. But that's what they have such a concern. So that's why there's a special issue on Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. There's a takana, either a takana de Rabbanon or possibly a din de Raisa. You have to have Tkiyah al Seder HaBrochus. Tkiyah should be Bitzibur. I'll say that brachas and chazaras hashatz. If you don't have 10 people answering amen properly, as far as that namuz yaitzed is din deraisa, this takana de rabbana, tkiyas I'll say that brachas. That's why, and especially on Rosh Hashanah more so than all year long, of Soloveitchik, and apparently the Rav Dovala also, and apparently the father of Chaim also, apparently they used to be more medactic than all year long to try to train the people that they should answer Amen properly. So Rav Soloveitchik used to make an announcement every year on Rosh Hashanah before Tkiya Shofar that the tzibah should answer Amen properly, and you shouldn't begin to answer Amen until the chazan has completed the final syllable of the bracha, and he would explain a dogma, he would explain what it means. Because, and I remember Rosh Hashanah, we used to have the minyan in the yeshiva, we used to have one of the talmidim of Rav Elvala would be here, Rav Penach Fishman, Rav Elvala. So all year long he didn't bother anybody, but on Rosh Hashanah he used to turn around and lead the audience in answering Amen, to show them that you don't begin to answer Amen until after the chazan finishes the final sub. Otherwise you're not yotzei the tkiyas al seida brachas. No one's yotzei the chazoras hashat. So there's not tkiyas al seida brachas. That's what they printed in the name of Rav Elvala in the shiurim. Yeah, so this din shama v'layanam yotza could be that this is only by other brachas, but by chazor sashant and ben shemizum and by hamoitzi that you might see others, that is, it's not based on shemei kain. It's based on the idea of a brichas hachabura, a bracha of the tziba, tefilas hatzib and so on. So it could be as far that ani asaman is likuva, that this din wouldn't apply, and then it could be not only is ani asaman likuva, ani asaman kedina is likuva. If you answer amen chatufa, it's ki l'layan amen. That's putting together, stringing together a few assumptions to come up. Why svaras hafuches?
He says you don't
have
to understand.
Because it's like as if you don't have to understand. It's as if I'm saying it myself. Just like if I daven myself, I don't understand it. That's not based on shemei kaina. I'm saying it. I know the general idea. I'm praising the Rebbe, I'm thanking him for whatever he gave me, asking him to take care of other things. So. It's a different word. It's not based on Shemei Kainas. The whole Chabur together is offering one bracha, offering one tefillah. So then there's a swara to say that if the whole Chabur is offering one tefillah, it's not that the benching that he said relates to each and every one of us. It's considered that each one said the bench. Each one said the benching. The Rabbi Shemei Kainas, we don't want each one should say the benching. The whole Chabur should offer one benching. So if it's a Birchas HaMazon, a Chabur, a tefillah, HaTzibur, so then you need the participation of all the members of the Tzibur by answering Amen properly. I don't think Fakir is not Svaras Hafuchas. This Birchas Avraham is explaining one aspect, and this is another aspect. It's possible to hold from one without the other, but they're along the same lines. That this is a different din. It's not based on Shemei Kaina. Okay, Linetta will continue tomorrow. Take a look. The first thesis we didn't do yet. First thesis on the Mishnah we didn't do. Then the Balkari with the Meturgamon. Okay. The bottom thesis is important. Okay, all the thesis, all the Gemara with all the thesis. Hanukkah. Hanukkah is on the way.